If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Chris is on the phone, and today he wants to call a girl named Sasha. They met at a charity event. He used a very cheesy pickup line to get her to go out on a date. He walked up to her and said, "Hey, if I donate some money to this charity, would you go out with Daddy?" And
I'm adding
the daddy part, but anyway, that's the line that he used. She agreed to go out with him. They had dinner. He said it was a great time. They even ended the date with a kiss. But now she's not calling him back. We're about to get her on the phone and find out why. All right, Chris, any last thoughts before we dial her number?
Man, I don't know. I just don't date girls like this, you know? I can't figure out what's going on, so I'm dying to know.
And if it is something where she's found a guy who is hotter, smarter, I don't know, better in some way, do you think you can convince her to downgrade back to you?
Well, it's not a downgrade, but yeah, no, I could. I think I could. We had such a good connection, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It sounds like a great evening.
It's okay to admit it because you said she was out of your league. It's okay to ask her to, you know, come play on the JV team for a little while.
Hey, this JV team is great, okay?
Best right. JV team out there.
Okay, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sasha?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Sasha, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Are you familiar with the show?
Yeah, but what are you calling me for?
Well, I'm calling you because somebody recently sent us an email about you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say?
Well, they said that you are incredibly attractive, and you're also really smart and really funny.
Okay.
And they also said that you're not calling them back, and they're upset about that.
Oh, my God. You must be all those things if your answer is okay. I'd be like, who? Who said that about me?
Yeah,
no
like,
one ever says that about me.
That's definitely me. Okay.
Okay, so who is this?
All right, I'll just tell you before you hang up. His name is Chris, and he met you at a charity auction.
Oh, my God.
You guys went out to dinner.
Yeah, we did.
Well, Chris emailed us because he said he had a great time with you, but now you're not calling him back.
Yeah, it's just not going to work out between us.
Really?
Oh, that sucks.
I mean,
can you tell us why?
I don't know. It's like emotionally and physically, it could be there, but there's just like no texting chemistry at all. Like, it's just not there for me. Not there.
Hold on. So like emotionally and physically in person, it's good, but on text message, you guys are missing something?
Yeah, it's just like he doesn't know how to text, and I just can't, like, it's horrible. I can't.
Huh?
What do you mean he doesn't know how to text, though?
Like, he doesn't text with memes or photos. Like, there's just no, there's like, sometimes I forget to even, like, reply. I'm just like, where'd he go from here? You know?
I'm kind of in awe right now.
Okay, why would that, like, surprise you? Like, when you're texting a boring person, it's way too much work to keep it going.
You know what? I guess I kind of understand what you're talking about. I've texted with some people, and their answers are just short. Their use of punctuation just seems so rude, and I'm like, I don't even want to text with you anymore.
What kind of options do you guys have that your deal breaker is how a person texts? Like, most people's deal breaker is, like, I don't know, they don't have a job, or they live with their mom or something. Like, that just seems so shallow to me.
Well, I mean, I just need to be entertained, okay? And I like to laugh and have fun, and if I'm not getting that, then oh god, I was just bored as
but wait,
okay.
I just need one more piece of clarity though. Like, you had a lot of fun on the date and in person you laughed a lot. It's just via text that you don't like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, in person, like, I'm there and he's there, so of course it's like not as much work. But in the texting, it's like I just need it to be more natural.
You are so not matching the description that he gave of you, being smart and charitable.
You don't even know me, and I am all that. But if it's not there, if the chemistry is not there in the texting, which is so important, I mean, God, you must be like old or something that you don't appreciate how important that is.
But, okay, even if I am old and I don't get it, isn't it something you can work on?
Honestly, if you saw some of his texts, no, it's just not there.
Either you have it or you don't, I guess, Sasha.
Whatever.
Well, I'm glad that we can put him on the phone with you right now to talk to you over the phone rather than text you, because he's on the other line listening.
He's not on the phone.
Yeah, he is. Chris?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, my God.
So you think I'm boring in text, huh?
Well, you heard it, so yeah.
Oh, brutal.
But, like, what about, like, the date? The date was so much fun, right?
Yeah, but that's just, like, one part of it. You know, we're not always going to be together, and we can't always be physically there. So how many more K's and for sure and ha-ha's can I take? I just can't.
I don't know what you're looking for in text messages. You want more pictures?
I'm
crazy,
looking
right?
for, like, some substance, you know?
Okay.
Anything that's funny and not lame.
I mean, not exactly like you're sending, like, the most interesting texts and stuff. You're like, hey, I have work. Sorry. Gotta go.
Yeah, but I bring other things to the party, you know?
What is that even? What do you bring to the party?
Don't make me say it. You know what I bring.
What does she bring?
Yeah, what is she bringing?
Come on, you know I'm really attractive. And,
oh, you know. Okay. So you send pictures of you being hot to Chris, and you think Chris should be sending you some more entertaining memes or whatever and having a little more fun.
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Chris, is this the same person you went out on the date with? Because the person you described wasn't basing all of her assets on her looks to me.
That's not all that I have. I have so much more than that. I'm really insulted by that, to be honest with you.
You're the one that said what you bring to the party is your attractiveness. That was
in
on
addition,
you, man.
That's in addition. That's not all of it. So, like, maybe you need to turn up your hearing aid, because I was talking about texting.
Man.
Oh my God.
Sasha, this is just crazy. Like, we were just having normal texts, and I thought we were having a good time, and you didn't say, like, hey, like, you're being boring, or, like, just give me a heads up, Sasha. Yeah. Tell me something.
Well, I don't understand why I have to spell it out for you.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. That's why, Sasha.
I mean, it's stupid that texting is the reason that you don't want to go out with me again. Like, sorry, I'm not, like, the most awesome texter in the world. I'm a great guy.
Do you really still like her, Chris?
I would go out with her again, because I don't know why she's being this crazy on the phone, but in person, it was awesome. So, yeah.
You're right, Sasha. Okay, you are that hot.
Well, let me ask, Sasha, I have a feeling you're going to give me a very honest answer, because you've been very honest so far about everything. But would you like to go out with Chris again on a second date? We will pay for it.
Honestly, not really.
Huh. Not where I thought you were going to go with it at all.
Yeah, so you guys are having a lot of fun and laughs over this, but I honestly believe that the way you text with someone can really show you if you're, like, soulmates.
Wow.
What?
Emoji heart that.
Sasha, you don't want to just go on one more date?
Chris, let it go, man. You're better off without her. Come on.
I don't think so, Chris. Sorry, it's not a successful second date for you.
This is crazy. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Well, you can believe it. And don't text me anymore, because I really don't want to have to block you.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to block your boring text.
I don't think she's kidding, Chris. I think she's serious.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that would have been an okay text if you did the W's with all O's and then added a cool emoji after it. It might have worked.